our listeners and viewers right now, if you want to become a member of the Australian Turf Club for the new year coming up, if you're going out there today, walk up into the office and proudly say, "The Sky Sports Radio," or you can contact the office of the Australian Turf Club on Monday and do the same thing. And if you say Sky Sports Radio, they're going to waive the dealings there of $99 there for the general membership and $49 for the young members. So proudly support and show us that you're listening and watching us on a Saturday. Mention Sky Sports Radio. Steve, enjoy the day out there, mate.
Thank you very much. And as Brett would say, good luck to the punters.
We knew it wouldn't be lost. Steve McMahon joining us there from the Australian Turf Club.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddy pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly. Sky Sports Radio now presents Racing HQ. Setting up your racing day with race news, interviews, track reports, previews and tab markets.
Just gone 7 o'clock, and for those that have set the alarms and are up and active for Saturday, October 21, good morning to you. Welcome to Racing HQ. We're being heard, of course, on Sky Sports Radio right throughout our network, around the FMs, in the country areas, and of course in Sydney and the TAB app. And we're also being seen on Sky Racing 1 and Sky Thoroughbred Central for the next couple of hours. Randwick, well, we've had rain in Sydney. Since it began, we've had just over 26 mils. The track this morning, a heavy 8 with a penna of 6.03. There's a southerly wind. We're expecting no rain today. The radar is clear. It's going to be a partly cloudy day, but long periods of sunshine, and they expect the track will improve a little bit from a heavy 8. Newcastle, they have a soft 6 with some improvement on the way there. Doomben, they may get more rain today. It's a soft 7. But monitor that. They could get 10 to 20 mils of rain today. And down in Melbourne for Caulfield Cup Day, it's going to be cool, but it's going to be okay. It's a good 3, the rail at 6 metres, and the going stick quite high, which tells us the track is in A1 order. So they're our major programs. Wagga, they've got a soft track there, but Narromine, we're waiting for a report on that meeting. It's a heavy 10 as of late yesterday, but a track inspection is underway after surface water was on that track yesterday. So as soon as we get an update from Mark Van Gestel, we'll bring it to you. Ron Duffersey, good morning to you, Duff.
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Another Randwick day, and we got that rain out of the road. Just a little bit worse than I would have thought the track, a heavy 8. So there's a few crucial scratchings so far, and I'm expecting a few more as the morning goes on. So it's a little bit tricky to sort of use the early form that we've done with the speed maps changing and a few issues with horses handling this sort of going. So I think we're in for an interesting morning.
All right. Well, I'll go through all of those. We're sitting on 13. I'll go through all of the scratchings after we say g'day to Mike Fraser. How are you, Mike?
Yeah, good morning, Andrew. Good morning, Ronnie. Nice to be here. Yeah, so interesting day, isn't it, when you have nearly 10 weeks of dry tracks. I think the last wet track we had in Sydney was on the 5th of August, so we've had 10 weeks of complete dry tracks, and all of a sudden they drop a wet track in upon us, and invariably I always find that can throw up a few results. We can get a bit of value out of this meeting. Of course, we have to monitor how the track's going to play a fourth week in a row. The rail's gone from the normal to the 3 to the 6, and now on today's meeting we're out 9 metres. Now, I walked it yesterday afternoon around about 2:30. It was actually raining when I was on the track. I thought it was probably borderline a 6 then, and we've had a little bit more rain since, so I think it probably will be a little bit better than an 8 at this stage. From the 1,000 round of the home turn, the fence is quite fine. There's no issue at all there. I don't really want to be trying to make too much ground from the 550 to the entrance to the straight. A little bit soft when you get 6 or 7 horses out. And then to deal with the straight itself, I would think that because there's a little bit of wear and tear right on the fence from that 6 metre rail the other day, that they may just get 2, 3, maybe 4 horses off the fence of the straight. It's not diabolical there, but it's just that it's cut up a bit, and there just seems to be a tiny bit of a crown, maybe 3 or 4 horses off in the straight, that seems to be slightly better than the rest. But as I said, it was still raining when I left the track, so it's a little bit up in the air, Ron. As you know yourself, when you've when the rain stops and when the race meeting starts, the gap between those two is invariably plays an important part as to how the track plays.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, the main thing is we've got that break. The radar is clear, so with a southerly wind, let's hope it does improve a little bit and that water can drain away.
Yeah.
Now, the 13 scratchings, so I'll give you all of them, not just the extra one. So the first two races at the moment are clear. Race 3, number 6, Exaggerate. 8, Tiger by the Tail. 10, Naylor's Girl. 12, Penny Shares. And 13, Mr. Bon Jovi. So 6, 8, 10, 12 and 13 are out of the third. Race 4, number 2, Havana Cooler, number 2. In race 5, 2, Gamble's Town. 6, Hallelujah Boy. And 10, Pumpkin Pie. 2, 6 and 10. Race 6, Single Bullet has come out. Race 6, number 1. At the moment, races 7 and 8 are clear. And race 9, number 1, Iso Rich has come out. 8, Tudor and 9, Magic Alibi. 1, 8 and 9. So at the moment, we're sitting on the 13 scratchings. And obviously, Duff, Single Bullet, Pumpkin Pie, there are a couple of those crucial early ones that we've had so far.
Yeah, definitely. I'm interested to see what Paul Massara does with Rekindled Force. I see he changed jockeys on it at Newcastle late yesterday, so maybe there was intent to run it at Newcastle, but it's in at two places. I don't know if it's been scratched from Newcastle or it's still in there, but there's another one we'll keep an eye on. And obviously, Chris's block hasn't come in as well. There'd be a few doubts on a couple of his as well, looking at some of their wet track credentials.
Yeah, no, it's still not scratched out of Newcastle. I did chat with Paul yesterday afternoon, and, well, Ron, I think it'd be clear to say, like a number of trainers, he was waiting to see probably what the better surface was going to be, given that at the time when we were talking about four, it was coming down at Randwick, so...
yeah, it's just that there was a steward's directive that Mitchell Bell couldn't make the weight at Newcastle. It just seemed unusual changing it if he was going to run in town to a bloke that could make the weight. So, anyway, yeah. We'll know soon enough.
Yeah, we will. Paul, if you're listening or watching us, mate, give us a text and we'll update our listeners on that. There's an extra one that has come through. We're now at 14. Coringle Star. Gee, this Tab Highway's falling away.
Yeah, I thought it might have been a bit of an issue.
Yeah, so Coringle Star for Mark G's come out. That's race 3, number 3. So 14, and we'll watch that. Heavy 8 at this stage. We'll get to the interviews also in just... In fact, let's go to it now. Jason Coyle's online. He's got a couple, of course, in the Nibison today. Morning to you, Jace.
Morning, Andrew. How are you?
Very well. Duff's here and Mike Fraser as well. You're happy to go on with these two in the Nibison today?
Yeah, they'll both start today. The track's just got back into that heavy range, but the forecast looks okay, so they'll both start.
This mare... White Moss is an absolute beauty. She's just got a terrific will to win there, Jace.
Yeah, very natural racehorse. She took a little while physically to come to hand, but once she'd sort of had those couple of early runs out of the road for education, like you said, she's just got a terrific will to win.
She got a little bit of experience on wet tracks. She was well beaten at Warwick Farm one day, but then she did win at, I think she won at Wyong one day on a heavy track.
Yeah, that's right. The Warwick Farm run on paper probably looks moderate, but she was first up. She had one trial. She got caught deep. Wasn't a fact. I don't think she handled the ground. It was just circumstances around it. The biggest thing, I'm not worried about the track surface with her. She seems to handle everything and... her will to win, like you said, is something that gets her through a lot of these races.
She'll just stride, be somewhere in the first three or four there? Stride
That's
four.
Right. Just pretty much where she lands, where she's comfortable, have her travelling within herself, she'll give a good kick.
What about this other mare? Does this wet track bring her into play to a certain extent? I see she won the Albury Guineas on a wet track one day.
Yeah, and didn't handle the track a yard down there. I think she's probably just a little bit better than that day. Probably would have preferred it a little bit better for her. Soft range would have been fine. It will really depend how it plays during the day and whether she can get a good grip on the surface. In saying that, 1200 is probably a little bit sharp for her. As long as she's hitting the line, we'll be pleased with her performance.
Sweet Serendipity in the last. Is that a run under his belt now? He could give a bit of cheek there?
I think so. Probably sort of horse now. He's a little bit older. Might just take another run to come to his peak, but once again, depending on how the track plays today, he'll be up on the speed, if not leading. And like you said, I think he'll give it a good kick, and it'll take a good horse to get past him.
Okay, beauty. White Moss, the best of them?
Yeah, for sure. It's hard to go past her. I guess the biggest question mark is how she stacked up against the better mares.
Any thoughts of finding a little listed race for her in Melbourne, or...?
Yeah, look, it's something we'll probably just get through today first, but there's even a grade race down there with good prize money that I think, based on last year's results, she'd actually get in quite well, even if she won today. So get through today and just have a look what's down there and also possibly up here. So as long as she runs well today, we'll be happy.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Good on you, Jace. Good luck with the three of them.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Jason Coyle joining us there with his runners at Randwick. Now, updating Narromine. An inspection has taken place and a track gallop completed. They've had 57 mils of rain, and certainly the track is a heavy 10, but it's been deemed safe to race on. So for participants in the Narromine area or heading there, that meeting is proceeding. It's a heavy 10, but certainly safe for racing at Narromine. All right, so that's the story there. I was going to mention something else. It's just gone out of my mind. No extras at this stage, sitting on the 14. I'll just check who we got on the line next. Tom Dabernick, he's got a big day ahead. Runners here in Sydney and, of course, great chances at Caulfield. Morning to you, Tom.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to talk to you, mate. You must be very proud of where you're sitting right now. I remember talking with David and yourself when Euroa was being built in Country Victoria, and you said, just give us time, we'll build. Gee, you're in a great position right now, mate. The stable is in A1 order.
Yeah, we've got fantastic support and a good group of staff, and it's a big team effort, and it's nice to be getting some nice results.
Tom, before we get onto the Caulfield Cup, is this horse in Sydney, El Shahad?
Yeah, it looks a nice two-year-old. The heavy eight, I'm not sure about. We trialled at Wodonga on a soft track, but I guess it's probably like a lot of the horses in the race, especially the Sydney ones, it's been dry and firm, so it's probably their first look at wet ground. But he looks to go well, and, I mean, we've had a couple of runners... in the early two-year-old races down here, and we've won a couple, so he's probably got similar ability to those.
Okay, so you'd say he has their sort of talent, so he's expected to run well.
Yeah, I mean, we've been working him in the Sydney way of going, and he seems fine that direction. He's a Bob's horse, so that's what made us think about looking for a race up there, and he's also Magic Million, so we thought it gives him an opportunity to have a run that way going.
Okay. He'd had a jump out after that trial at Flemington, was that right?
Yes. So he's gone where every time we've had a look at him under jump out conditions, he's done well. And look, I'm sure he's a horse that is going to keep improving, but he's... you know, I'd be surprised in a smaller sort of field like this if he wasn't right around the money.
Caulfield Cup, would be surprised if a couple of your horses weren't right around the money here. Look, let's start with Ventura Storm. He's been eyeing these two next races off for a while now, and he seems to have come right at the correct time.
His lead-up runs have been really good, and... you know, I thought in the Turnbull, his second to Winks was perfect. We saw Jamaica run second in the race last year, and she went on to win the race. And, you know, he gets into the Caulfield Cup with a nice light weight. He's drawn a good gate. Damien Oliver's got a good record in the race. So there's plenty of positives you can find for him today.
Mm. Harlem, he gets a great run on back to Caulfield here, the scene of his big win two starts back. How's he training on?
Really good. He's Blinker's first time. He won the Naturalism from an inside gate, so barrier one I quite like. He, you know, should land in a good spot, and I'm sure he's going to put himself into the race. He's run in the Bart Cummings, was sound. He finished right alongside our Mandan, and you know, I think that good, solid 2,500-metre race will have him nice and fit for today. So you know, with those two in the race, I'm expecting them to both run to their best.
Mm. You've also got Boom Time, who's a genuine tough. He could roll forward and be in some sort of position. This race lacks a little bit of speed in numbers.
Yeah, he'll sit probably in front of Harlem and Ventura, and you know, he's had that good solid run last week, and he went forward, and he was the only one to keep grinding away. All the horses that went forward with him finished at the tail of the field. So you're dead right, he's a tough horse, and he's a winner at the track and distance. So I'm sure he'll, you know, from about the 600 onwards, he'll put himself into it at some stage.
Yeah.
Tom, just on that, Ron mentioned the lack of numbers with pace, but we're probably, I know there are a lot of people that are a bit nervous about Sir Isaac Newton, just how tough he could be now that they've announced that they're going to go forward and probably lead, that if he does get going, he could find himself a few lengths in front and therefore it becomes a really strong staying race.
Yeah, well, I think that style of race, you know, would suit a Boom Time. He goes forward and he's relaxed in the role, so he can just cruise along in his own rhythm. But I think, you know, I think for a Ventura Storm and those, you know, they're lovely and fit, and I don't think it'll worry them.
Yeah. Yep.
You've also got He's Our Rocky there. He probably just needs to lift that little bit.
Yeah, he's been struggling to find his form. He's drawn a gate where we're forced to go back and get some cover, which I think will suit him because he's been pulling a bit this preparation and not quite finishing. So we've gone to a Norton bit and taken his blinkers off him. And I think if he switched off, he's certainly a horse that on his day he's capable enough, but on present form it'd be hard to have.
A few other runners there, your River Jewel, Justice Glory, second up and third up. Any hope in the first?
I think there's sort of each-way chances, but they've probably got to find a length or two. But they're fitting well, and, you know, they'll get reasonable runs in the race. So I think they'll run well.
Race two, would have thought so. Looks a nice horse.
Yeah, it's only his third start. He won nicely at Ballarat and sat right back and ran good time compared to the other races on the day. So he's a horse with promise, a little bit down on experience, but one for the punters to follow going forward.
Race three, Rimram, well, she finally broke through last time. She'd been honest.
Yeah, she's, you know, the trip won't be a problem. We're looking possibly at an Oaks for her, and she's fitting well, and I'm sure she'll run well.
Estorac, race four, up to 2,000 metres.
Very fit, goes into blinkers for the first time. He actually worked very well in the blinkers, so I'm sure that'll help him. He's just been a shade disappointing his last couple, but not running badly. But maybe 2,000 with the blinkers on, and Kieran McAvoy, who's in exceptional form, so I'm sure he'll get his chance.
You're well fancied in race five, Samovaro, nice mare, out of the right races.
Yeah, she's been going well. She ran second to Harlem in the Naturalism, and then we backed her up in the Underwood coming back in distance, which was a little bit unconventional, and she went forward, and Cathy O'Hara sort of took us on and brought us unstuck. So I'm sure she's very fit, talented mare, tough, and I think she'll be hard to beat.
Race six, Tash B and Gran Rosso, they're both always knockout chances.
Yes. I think that they'll both run well. I thought Gran Rosso probably I'd lean to slightly, but Tashby's a good consistent horse, and but I'd probably slightly lean towards Gran Rosso.
And race seven, Fartanau, he was good first up and has a nice draw here.
Yeah, he's been going really well. First up, Kevin Forrester's horse had sort of laid all over us in the run, and we didn't have a lot of room, so he ran well. He's drawn an inside gate again, but you know, he's a pretty good sprinter, and I'm sure he'll be thereabouts.
And you finish with a good chance in Furyk, who, well, she looks a good hope.
Yeah, she was in season at her last start, and she actually burned her bumpers, which is the bit of skin at the back of the fetlock, so we've got that right, and I'm sure on her best form, she'd certainly be hard to beat in this. She's worked well and her coat's come right, so I'm looking for an improved run from her.
Personal, what's your personal thought about the Caulfield Cup? Which way are you leaning?
I think Ventura Storm's had the perfect prep. I've had something on Harlem and Ventura Storm, so I've hedged my bets there. But I'm probably more confident than I've been for a long time in the Caulfield Cup with our two runners. I think we've got a great couple of chances there. So hopefully it can all fall into place for us.
Good luck today.
Good on you. Thanks, Tom. Thanks very much, mate. Good on you.
Bye.
Tom Dabernick there from Lindsay Park. And just while we're on Melbourne, there's been some interesting scratchings for there. Galante has come out of race five, number three. Out of race seven, the Caulfield Sprint, Badajoz has come out, race seven, number five. And in the Tristark, Ravi has come out. That's race nine, number 10, along with Rocket Commander. Gee, Ron, Ravi coming out, let's hope there's no issue there because the horse was simply could have been barrier.
Yeah, could have been. There might be another option next week. And and Rekindle's Force, the favourites, come out of Sydney as well.
Ooh.
So there's some moves made this morning. It's a dead set. I'll have to really change some numbers in a hurry here once we start the preview anyway.
Yeah, so at the moment we sit 15. So the... Rekindle Force has come out. It's running at Newcastle. He wanted to dodge the heavy track, Paul Massara. So race three, number 14, and no additionals to those that we gave you 10 or 15 minutes ago. This Tab Highway, Ron and Mike, just before we're joined by our next guest in Clint Lundlam, sort of falling away a little bit here. It's opened the race for a few now, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose there's a little bit of query about the wet track with a few of them as well. You know, so... they've got a little bit nervous and a few of them early in the preparation there, so it's certainly changed the complexion of this race altogether. We've lost a bit of speed out of the race where we had a designated leader there that's gone and a few others that go forward as well, so it's a whole new complexion. The wide barriers aren't as lethal as they were looking earlier, so with those, you know, six or seven scratchings there, it's cut the field down a bit.
Mike, you do all the form during the week and suddenly they're all out.
Yeah, exactly. I'm back to Ruffy in this race and it's still in there, so fingers crossed it stays.
All right, well, we'll get info on that in our preview hour. But Clint Lundlam does join us, the trainer of La La Brooke, the top weight in the Tab Highway today. Morning to you, Clint.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, mate. In terrific form, this horse, all through its racing career. And here you are with a big chance today with these scratchings now, mate.
Yeah, man, it really opened the race right up.
Are you happy with the wet track with him, Clint? He hasn't had any experience that I can see on it.
No, it's the only doubt we have. He's unraced on it. Look, he's in great form. He's a great on-speed runner. We think he'll handle it.
Okay, and he's done well. There's a break between runs there. It's just been a plan to just keep him nice and fresh.
Yeah, it was the plan. We sort of looked at a few midweek races in the meantime, but he was sort of getting the 58.5 in metropolitan races. So we just elected to wait for the right race. A highway gets 59. Playing with the kidney gets in with 56 against country horses.
You've taken the claim on him today?
Yeah, I think that's a big help now that with the wet track coming into play. He gets in with 56, a kilo less than he won with here last start. So I think it's a great benefit for him.
Okay, and is he an easy horse to ride? Like, is he no problem for apprentices? He's just a no-nonsense horse, or is there a few tricks to him?
No, we talked. Greg comes in and gives us a bit of a hand around the stables once a week, does a few gallops, and we talked about it, and he said he's quite an easy horse. You can jump him out. You don't want to overstir him, and he should be able to find a position. If he doesn't find the front, he can still settle and find the line. So he was pretty confident that an apprentice would suit him.
Okay, so that'll be the tactics today, just to go forward and just don't bustle him too hard. Otherwise, he is 1,100 today, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. We don't want him coming out firing straight away, so we want to leave a bit in the tank for the last 100 yards. But, look, he's won over 1,100 with 61 kilos on him at Dubbo, but... he beat a pretty handy horse that day, and we give him a great chance here today.
And Clint, have you brought him down, or are you doing that as we speak?
No, we got here yesterday afternoon. It was a terrible drive. It rained Dubbo to Sydney, and I was a little bit worried about how he'd cope with that, but he's licked his bin this morning, and he's in his brekkie now. We just left him, so he's having his breakfast now.
Fantastic. Ron's about to have his breakfast, Clint, too. The egg and bacon normally gets to run in about half an hour. Yeah. Have you got time for brekkie too, mate?
Yeah, we're heading down to Coogee now to have a bit of breakfast by the beach here.
And drop in and see Duff. Duff will look after
you. Get into the palace there. It's a long way from Dubbo, I can tell you. Breakfast is all right. Don't get in there at 10 o'clock tonight. That's all I can warn you.
Clint, have you had many runners in Tab Highways?
No, I think this probably be maybe number 5 or 6 for us.
Okay.
We haven't had a great deal of luck until Lalabrook come along. But, you know, he's a pretty special horse. He's put three wins out of 4 starts. And the day he got beat, I think we all thought he won. So he loves to win.
He does.
Well, mate, we wish you the best. Go and enjoy breakfast, and good luck with Lalabrook trying to win another Tab Highway today.
Thanks very much.
Good on you. Clint Ludlam, who's come down from Dubbo, and it would have been a shocking ride yesterday, Ron. It would have rained, as he said, rained all the way down.
Yeah, it would have been a terrible drive. But anyway, they're here now, and they're in one piece.
Yeah, that's the main thing. Now, Chauffeur has come out of the Brian Crowley, race 6, number 2, Chauffeur, and In Turi, race 8, number 13, has come out as well of that race for Hawks Racing. So they've scratched a couple of theirs, race 6, number 2, and race 8, number 13. We've got about 4 or 5 minutes, Ron. We're sort of holding our breath for the Chris Waller group, aren't we?
Yeah, there'd be 1 or 2. I don't know whether he'd... I'd say it all depends on New Universe. For the first up horses, he probably has 2 thinks about being on a heavy track. And that mare, I would have thought, would have been in doubt of his or one of those... Zumbelina didn't have much wet form, was it?
She didn't, did she?
No, she could be in doubt as well, but we'll leave that to the stable to work out in the next 3 minutes, Andrew.
Exactly. Mike, just before we take a break, New Universe is one that Tony Brazel mentioned earlier as his trial fancy. Obviously a horse that could go to a different level this campaign?
Well, certainly loaded with ability, isn't it? Got no designated wet form on the horse, but definitely one to watch. It's got great fresh form. I think from memory it's been unbeaten fresh, and we're talking about not having any real wet form. It's 3 runs on dead tracks have all produced wins, so you know, maybe it can handle the softish track today.
Yeah, anyway, we'll wait and see what Chris Wobber does with any of his that may come out over the next few minutes, and Chris will join us in the next half an hour as well. We'll take a break. This is Racing HQ. Setting up your Saturday, Randwick Racing. We're on a heavy 8, but the weather, the rain stuff has cleared. The radar is clear. A partly cloudy day. A fair day for sunshine, which is good, and that will only improve the track. More interviews in a moment.
So, Greg, what's your best advice for the spring carnival?
Let Sky Racing steer you towards the winners.
Rads is right. Sky Racing does all the hard work for you this spring carnival with unrivaled knowledge and passionate opinions from our expert commentary team. It's the best way to pick your winners.
Get reliable, real-time information on every horse in the race.
How good is that?
Be smart this spring. Watch Sky Racing on 526 and Thoroughbred Central on 528.
The spring carnival on Sky Racing. Get closer to the action.
Only on Foxtel.
Join the Dynamic Syndications Gay and Adrian team. We're offering a fabulous filly by Medaglia Doro. Sire of 103 stakes winners, 17 at Group 1 level, including the Gay Train Slipper Sensation Vancouver from Catalan Bay. Winner of 3 races in Group 2 performer, second Dan Kim Angel, was a Group 1 Derby winner.
She's very much like Vancouver. She's got size, length, and there's something about her that all of us liked.
Visit dynamicsyndications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 3368-08.
And they're off. Fascinating Fascinator leads the charge. Clover with Champagne in hand is close behind to the marquee. No, it's the terrace. Now the dance floor. It's stride for stride on the trackside. Long to the stables. The crowd roar. Oh, no finish.
Expect unexpected.
expected at McGrath Estate Agents Melbourne Cup Race Meeting, Tuesday, November 7 at Royal Randwick. Get trackside with the best value in town, the Punters Pack, worth over $100 in value for just $49. Book now at theraces.com.au.
New Zealand Bloodstock's Ready to Run sale is the leading sale of its kind in Australasia, the source of a massive 110 stakes wins and 12 individual Group 1 winners of 19 Group 1 races in the past 5 seasons alone. With over 400 well-trained thoroughbreds on offer, see you on the 22nd and 23rd of November at Karaka. New Zealand Bloodstock, where winning begins.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Bet you'll love a $600,000 projected quaddie pool at Royal Randwick today. See tab.com.au for details. Gamble responsibly.
7:30 it is on a Saturday morning. You're watching Sky Racing 1 or Sky Thoroughbred Central and, of course, on Sky Sports Radio as well. These scratchings are about to go in from any tick of the clock, but the Waller scratchings have come through. Wayanka has come out of race 5, number 8. Black on Gold has come out of race 8, number 2. And Zumbalina has come out of race 9, number 7. So, Ron, taking that, New Universe is going to be running in the last today.
Yeah, I don't think he's ready to go, obviously, and the track will dry out a little bit come the last, I'd suggest, with this weather we've got on show here today. And I think the other two scratchings were expected there. Well, the three that he pulled out, Black on Gold's got terrible wet form, and Wayanka and Zumbalina. I think that was expected, and so was... obviously, Chauffeur, who's had no wet form as well.
Ronnie, what did you make of the fact that New Universe has had the two barrier trials, but with a bit of a gap between them?
Well, we can ask Chris that later. I'd say it smells of a setback, doesn't it, with that sort of a gap between one trial and the next?
Interested.
Yeah, for sure.
We'll talk to Chris shortly about that. Don't forget, Night Racing returns at Canterbury on Friday night. It's always a terrific night. They had around 4,000 on average each night meeting last season, and they got the foodies markets and everything else around it. So if you're looking for somewhere to go, next Friday night coming up, it's Night Racing back at Canterbury. Ron Quinton's online. Morning to you, Ron.
Morning, Andrew.
We're on a heavy 8, mate, which is a bit of a surprise for us with the run of weather. It had to turn at some stage, I guess, mate.
Yeah, I guess so. They give it out a heavy 8. The two riders that rode on the gallop this morning, they didn't think it was heavy 8. They thought it was better than that. So it'll be interesting to see if we get an upgrade pretty quickly, maybe, if nothing happens during the morning.
Just may slow a few of these speedsters down and help your two mares, Ron, you know, being only 2 weeks with a mile back to 1,200.
Yeah, well, that's right. And they both can handle it okay, so, it shouldn't worry them. And, they are, they are pretty well weighted in the race for what they've done and won. They're pretty well placed. It's always hard, as you know, coming back from 16 to 12. It's not an easy task for them, but I tell you what, they're very, very well. I couldn't be happier with both mares there.
It's just hard to assess them as far as betting propositions are concerned. You know, like, because you got 2 weeks ago, and then you got to go to another mile in their grand final.
That's exactly right. You know, but we didn't have a lot of other options because last year there was only 3 weeks between the Angst and the Meyer, which I would have been happy to go in 3 weeks, but this year it was 4 weeks, and we had to give them a run somewhere, and I was very reluctant to want to take them to Caulfield because, as we know, Caulfield's can be a tricky track for Sydney horses, and if you happen to draw wide there at the 1400, well, you're nearly out of business sometimes, you know.
Mm.
So I thought they could. My main aim is to have them train my horses to have them at their peak in a fortnight. They've only got to come down the road, and they're running for good prize money, and it's another group race. So if either of them win, well, it'll be another point on their resume.
Yeah, for sure. But all in all, you sound pretty happy with both of them.
I'm delighted with them because they both ate up on the Saturday night after they run, and I was able to give him a really quiet week that week. I was really able to give him a really quiet week. And then Saturday morning, they done a little bit of work, and then they had a course proper gallop on the Tuesday, a little bit of a blowout. And so they ought to be, they look terrific, and I couldn't be happier with them in the stable.
Yep, I'm sure they're both going to run well. Good luck.
Thanks. Have you got that engagement ring for Dixie?
Well, I've dumped her today. I'm not tipping her today. You know. I'll save it up for Melbourne.
No doubt about you.
he drops off, Ron.
No, I thought he almost had the engagement ring there for Dixie last week, you know. And,
oh, yeah, I could have kissed her.
Anyway, he's a hard man to get.
Just ask Cheryl that, mate. It's 1 minute he's happy, and then the next minute his head's wobbling all around the place, mate.
He's going pretty well.
All right, good on you, Ron. Good luck with the pair.
No worries. Thanks a million.
Thanks, mate. Ron Quinton there with Dixie Blossoms and Daisy Doom in the Nevers. You are tipping one of his, though, are you?
No.
No, you're tipping something else. You didn't say that when he was online.
Now that this track's wet, I could easily swing, but I was just thinking they just maybe outsprint by a couple of those sharper horses up front there, getting a bit of a rest. But this is a whole different complexion now. We'll just have to monitor the situation as the day unfolds.
Righto. Well, we've got interim scratching, so let's go through those for Randwick. We're starting on a heavy eight, but maybe it's a little bit better than that. But a record is telling us a heavy eight. Penetrometer 6.03, rail at 9 metres, and the conditions have cleared. Partly cloudy day, but a fair bit of sunshine is the prediction. The first two races are clear. Race three at Randwick. The Tab Highway take out 3 Karingal Star, 6 Exaggerate, 8 Tiger by the Tail, 10 Naylor's Girl, 12 Penny Shares, 13 Mr. Bon Jovi, and 14 Rekindled Force. 3, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, and 14 are out of the Tab Highway. Race 4, take out 2 Havana Cooler, number 2. Race 5, number 2 Gamblestown, 6 Hallelujah Boy, 8 Wayanka, and 10 Pumpkin Pie. 2, 6, 8 and 10 out of the 5th. Race 6, the Brian Crowley, 1 single bullet and 2 chauffeur, 1 and 2. Race 7, the Nibison is clear. Race 8, number 2, Black on Gold and 13 Inturi, 2 and 13. And the last race 9, number 1, Iso Rich, 7 Zumbelina, 8 Tudor and 9 Magic Alibi, 1, 7, 8 and 9. So we're awaiting a rider for the bottom one in the Tab Highway, Highway 66 for Danny Williams. Kashtan is expected to run, and Rachel King is already in the papers to take that ride. So we'll stand by if we get a rider in the short term for Highway 66. Repeating again for the country folk that were racing at Narromine, that meeting is definitely on today. They did a track inspection over the last 90 minutes, and the track has been rated a heavy 10, but certainly safe for racing. So that's the good news for participants out there. Newcastle were on a soft 6, Doomben a soft 7, and down at Caulfield it's a good 3. And just while we're looking, I won't give you all of them for Caulfield, but I'll just make sure nothing else in those prominent races has popped up into the system in the last 5 to 10 minutes. Observationals come out of race 6 number 3. And I gave you Ravi coming out of the Tristark, but no scratchings, more importantly, in the Caulfield Cup. Ron and Mike, can I ask you about the Cup? Duff, are you a Ventura Storm man, and have you been sort of kicked along a little bit by Tom Dabernick this morning?
Yeah, I didn't need Tom to give me a kick along. I was already locked in there. I just love the prep he's had. He's been focused on these next two races since he had one run in the autumn, and I've just liked what I've seen every start since. I think he's going to run really well at, you know, $11 or $12 there, and obviously the favourite did a good job last week and has certainly got a good chance there. I think Inference is going to run well, and I think Bonneval will run well, but I'm with Ventura Storm, Andrew.
And what about you, Mike? Have you had a look at the Caulfield Cup?
I've had a little bit of a look, not as in as much detail as Ronnie. I thought Harlem could run well. I'm forgiving of Bonnevale's last run. I thought, just looking at the sectionals, that she never really had much of a rest from the 1,200 home, so she was out of energy by the time she got to the latter part of the race. So I think with a slightly more patient ride today with Kieran on board, I think she can bounce back. And, of course, I respect Aidan O'Brien's horse, the European horse that's come over. So, look, if forced to make a pick, I think I'd probably go with Harlem, number 15.
Yeah, it was interesting. We know they're very quick on it, Duff, aren't they? The Lloyd Williams team informing stewards of their intentions, and they've said, Sir Isaac Newton, we won't be restraining, we'll let him lead today. And Johannes Vermeer to be ridden a bit closer than last week, somewhere between third and fifth.
Yeah, so I think we know what's going to happen there. So they're pretty straightforward and let us know early.
Yeah, they do. And I was at Werribee yesterday. Johannes Vermeer, a really nice-looking horse. But, gee, the vibe around the horse within the barn where he is, with even the other horses, everyone's just saying he's even improved a little bit on last week with the coat coming through a bit. So they were very upbeat on him yesterday there.
Some people are doubting his ability to run a strong 2,400 metres. But look, from what I saw last week, that didn't look too much of an issue the way he hit the line. But there are a few European judges saying, he has to be risky at the distance. But the 2,400 over there is not like 2,400 over here. I think we really want their 2,000 metre horses for our 2,400 metre races, just to have that speed in their legs.
Yeah, exactly. Just tomorrow, just getting information through for Wyong from the club CEO, David Jewell. Wyong is a soft six for tomorrow. They've had 41 mils in the last week. The wind today and good weather tomorrow should dry the track out nicely for the races. So at the moment, Wyong for tomorrow is a soft six. After the rain that we've had, they've had 24 mils in the last 24 hours and 41 for the week. So Wyong at this stage, a soft six for tomorrow, but every chance of some improvement there. And we should mention too, the projected pools today. If you have a SuperTab account, that's a SuperTab account, there is a projected first four pool of $2 million in the Caulfield Cup. That's on SuperTab. And for the New South Wales tab, there's a projected quaddy pool today at Randwick. They think we'll get around 600,000, Ron, so certainly worth playing. There's been a couple of scratchings, obviously, in the first league with Single Bullet and Chauffeur, and a couple out of the last, but they think around 600,000 for the quaddy.
Yeah, we'll be having a go at that for sure, Andrew.
Okay. Just trying to get on to Chris or Charlie, Chris Wather or Charlie Duckworth from their stable. We might even try for Darren Weir as well, just to get an update on Emily Starr, particularly down with the lightweight there in the Caulfield Cup with 51 kilos. Just while we're trying those, Ron, Single Gaze has had a few mentions. I know it's at $31 this week, but for our Canberra listeners, what have you thought of her runs this prep?
I think they've been terrific. She's just a little iron mare who just always gives her all, and to think that she's bounced back from that fall that over the carnival when she was a three-year-old in the Oaks, and there's just what she's done through the winter in Queensland, and her form is tip-top leading up to this Caulfield Cup. I couldn't have, in my wildest dreams, be thinking, 12 months ago, oh, geez, it'd be a good opening Caulfield Cup Single Gaze, but she's just gone from strength to strength, and she's just a real little tough nut.
I know you've got inference in your tips, but sort of their runs have sort of been similar, where they look like they're just looking for 2,400?
Oh, no doubt. They've just been taking the wait for age route there. They've just been handled beautifully. Inferences, typical Team Hawks, quietly. The set on the target here, which is his grand final. This is definitely his grand final.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, don't forget that promotion also with the Australian Turf Club. If you want to become a member of the Australian Turf Club for the new year, if you're going to the races today, walk into the office and proudly say, I heard it on Sky Sports Radio, this special promotion, and they'll waive some funds out of it, and that's for general membership. They'll waive $99, and for young memberships, they'll waive the $49. So walk in to the office today, and if you you're not at Randwick today, you can phone them on Monday, the Australian Turf Club, and say proudly, Sky Sports Radio. And as I say, you'll get those sums out of your membership waived for the new year. And Ron, the facilities, they're outstanding, really, aren't they? At Randwick, at Rose Hill, night racing at Canterbury. You can walk in and enjoy everything that's going on.
Yeah, it was. And what about last week? Having a full house there, it was absolutely fantastic with the Everest meeting, and I think everyone's still getting over that. Give you goosebumps the way that race day unfolded. Great for Sydney racing, and just the support it had, just not on the racetrack, but with the turnover, and a huge success. So hopefully we can keep the momentum going for that race.
Rodney, do you think the slots based on the amazing success of the meeting, do you think those slots are worth a bit more money now?
The slots are only probably worth to what probably how the field's unfolding. If you get two champions there that are going to dominate, that's worth a bit of money for one of them to get a slot. And if then the other slots aren't worth as much. We were lucky to have an evenly graded field, and you know. There's no, look, I don't think there's any dominant sprinter emerging in the near future that we can see. So I think being an even field helped that race. In saying that, it's someone's already said one of the slot holders has already been offered $1 million from a French consortium. Maybe there's some French sprinter they want to bring over here. So that's just a whisper around town. So it has opened it up to the world. That the coverage that this race got, you know, and the promotion that this race got.
And Mike, we've heard from Duff during the week, but as a watcher of races every time, you just couldn't be. Well, I mean, the crowd was unbelievable, but the roar when the barriers opened and Darren Flindell, you know, they're off. The roar was incredible.
Yeah, look, I wasn't privy to being on the course. I was at home having a punt here at home, but I was really excited about the race coming up. I had two bets in the race and was lucky enough to throw something on the winner, but my son and three of my staff went to the races, and I was talking to them through the day, and they just said, my son especially said, never been to a race meeting like it in his life. He said, it's like the energy was, everyone was just like this constant buzz. He said, amazing, amazing atmosphere.
Yeah. Righto, we've been able to grab Chris Waller, so let's go straight to him. We appreciate his time, as all the other guests this morning, Tom Dabernick and Jason Coyle, Clint Ludlam and Ron Quinton, all giving us time. Chris, good morning to you.
Morning, Andrew. Morning, everybody.
Where are you today, mate? It's another busy one for the team.
I'm in Melbourne at the moment.
Well, I've got to ask you then, haven't I?
What's that? Sorry.
How's the mare? How's Winx?
Yeah, she's good. She's ticking along nicely, and yeah, she's just got 7 more days to go, but couldn't be happier with her, and just got to keep it simple between now and then.
You took her to Moonee Valley earlier this week. Are you planning to take her back for another gallop?
She'll go back there on Tuesday morning for a quiet workout.
Yep, okay.
Chris, just one more. Your two-year-old performer, did he go to the paddock?
Yeah, he went to the paddock, Ronnie. The beauty of winning those early season two-year-old races, you've got a bit of time up your sleeve. And, he'll have probably 2 runs, hopefully, getting towards a golden slipper. And golden slipper can hopefully be his 3rd run.
Beautiful.
So it'll be his 4th career start.
How many into the Everest after that? I know you love getting ahead of yourself.
I'm not sure it'll be up to the new owners to decide, hopefully.
Well, nice reply. Fiesta today, she was unlucky in the gym crack. Back to the trial, she looks well set up here.
Yeah, the only different thing is she's got more experience, and the negative is the track. So apart from that, she's just trained on really well, and Joe Moreira got off her and said that she'll win next start, simple as that. So obviously you're never sure what you're up against in two-year-old racing, but that's a pretty good line to say that she's got the ability to win races anyway.
Yeah. A couple of good chances in race 2. Sam Bro, he's drawn for cover today. He has a little bit of wet track form, and he has Chaotic. Well, he gets his chance to prove himself at a better level.
Yeah, obviously it'll be back to wet track form, which we haven't had to worry about for a while, thank goodness. And I'm just hoping that that drought we've had, that it, the tracks absorb it and we're not talking about it for too much longer. So at least we know with Sambro, he can get through it okay. And we've got 3 kilo claim with Lee, and it's good to see him riding a number of winners over the past few weeks. He's got confidence and he's doing the job well. So 3 kilos is a big help off 61. And Kaonic, I like the way he fought at Canterbury and his maiden win. It showed that he knows what the job's about, and 1550 at Canterbury should be a good help towards getting a tough Randwick mile today.
Elwood, well, you've just been placing him beautifully, winning four of his past five, and he finds another suitable race today.
Yeah, big query on the track with him. In Melbourne, he raced one day at Sandown and ran fourth or fifth, and the rider said he just didn't handle it at all. So had it just been a benchmark race, I probably would have withdrawn him, but I'm running him here on the absolute hope that he could win it and perhaps get down towards a Lexus or the Saab, whatever it's called these days, the 2500 metre race on Derby Day. So to keep that dream alive, he needs to run today, but be very wary because of the track.
Okay, we'll cop that. And race five, Dagny, two runs back have been terrific. 1400 third looks ideal.
Yeah, very much so. And she doesn't mind a bit of rain. She's got some sort of winter form last preparation. So no, everything's good with her, and she's definitely screaming out for the 1400. I probably shouldn't have run a second up over the 1200, but she was ready for the 14 then.
Race six, Andaz, I get the impression that you think this horse is better than what we saw last start.
Yeah, I think he did too many things wrong. We tried to ride a proper race on him, and he just wasn't coping with it. He overdid it early, and even in the mid stages, he was panicking. So just sort of gone back to basics with him. I'm sure you remember Aranosa, that's his brother.
Yep.
She used to have a few quirks in her racing as well, and until we worked out, had to leave her alone, give her some room to finish off, and she was a different horse. So he's looking pretty much the same, which is quite common with family traits that we see. So good rider with soft hands, Damien Brown rides, and she, Aranosa, loved the wet too, so maybe there's a couple of pointers there to look at.
Hogmanay, well, obviously, he just needs to jump.
Yeah, we'll try and get a man up in the barriers and help him leave the machines, because it's costing him winning good prize money, and we can overcome that. He can race a lot closer, and he's pretty adaptable to all conditions.
You've got Great Glen Mortar to Platoon and Wugok there as well. Are they looking for a little further, or could one of them show up here?
Great Glen's getting to a more suitable trip and ready to show us. But my, I had a look at his wet track form. He's had about 12 starts and hasn't even raced once on one. So hard to know much about him. But I think he's going better than his price suggests. Mortar Platoon, he's a hard horse to follow. He's Wary's brother and Wary loves the wet track. And Wugok, he's won twice on heavy. So for outsiders, there's certainly a push for, I guess, Wugok on the wet track.
Yeah. And obviously New Universe returns in the last. How's he returned?
Returned really well. Good, strong horse now. You'll be pleased when you see him in the yard. I guess the wet track's a bit of a concern. We didn't think he handled it. Then we looked at his form this morning and we couldn't find a reason why we thought that. So he's running. He did win on a soft track, but it'll probably be a bit worse today. But I can't fault the way he's working and trialling.
You trialled him on August 18 and then October 3. Was there a little setback there between runs?
Yeah, he just had a temperature and went back for a paddock, or to the paddock for about 7 days, and everything's been 100% since.
You got a few runners in Melbourne. Tangled, look, timing looks lovely for him in race four.
Yeah, good draw. He looks to get a nice run in about fifth or sixth position, and look, he came desperately close to winning a Group 1 last start, so probably a nose difference, he'd be starting a really short price favourite. So, he's a great chance.
It's an awful draw for all our roads, and he's not a horse that settles real well. What's your thinking with him today?
Yeah, exactly that. And I'll just tell the rider to, and Kieran's ridden him twice since trials, just to come out quietly, which I still think will put him in a midfield position at least, and don't fight him, but just try and have him switched off. I'd say he's going to be three wide, so you've got to bear that in mind. And to get some cover and a bit of luck, he's going to be a great chance. It goes well.
Mm. Lovely race for Fox Play. You happy with her?
Very happy. Yep, she's worked really well. And coming back 200 metres, but not too concerned. It's obviously a strong field today, but she's been racing against all the right horses, so no reason why she can't get back on the winning way today.
There's good support for Shillelagh in that.
Yeah, that surprised me a bit. Just the draw concerns me, and she gets back in Caulfield. But always respect the punters. They normally get the market right, so that's a good suggestion. But she will need a bit of luck from that gate.
Thanks, Chris. Good luck today and next week.
Thanks, boys. Thanks very much.
Good on you, Chris. Chris Waller joining us from Melbourne. And just while we were waiting for Chris, we've been able to grab Darren Weir, and he's rung us back. So we thank you for that, Darren. Good morning to you. And I guess you just want to turn it around on the track today, mate. It's been one of those weeks.
Yeah, it hadn't been ideal, but everyone has to go through it at some stage, I guess. And just looking forward to today.
Yeah, exactly. I won't drag on about it, but can I update how Admire Juice is?
Yeah, he's stable at the moment, obviously, and I think the plan is to maybe, if he continues to improve over the weekend, is maybe to operate on Monday at this stage. So that's about all I know.
Andrew? Yep, understand. Just on the cup is all we need, and then maybe a best bet for the day, mate. Humidor, you've just tinkered with the gear a little bit.
Oh, not much really, to be honest. We've tried a few things, and I don't know. He doesn't seem to do it at home much now. So we work him on Monday morning with a tongue tie and just a bubble cheeker on, and he seemed to go well. So we decided to go with that. No blinkers or no one-horse blinker or anything like that. Everyone was suggesting that we should do. So we just thought we'd stick with the plan. Because I was never going to put any gear on him, really. And happy with the order of the horse. And hope he can go a bit straighter than what he did last start.
Yeah, I guess a mare like Winx can put all horses under pressure, can't she?
Yeah, I would reckon, yep. she gives us wind to it. But anyway, I was still happy enough with the way the horse ran. You know, obviously, his last 600 was okay, but probably the disappointing part was the way that he laid in, because we thought we had him going pretty well at home.
Understand. Emily Starr, down in the weights, has just had a perfect prep into this.
Yeah, no excuses. Of course, very fit, well horse, in good form, racing well. Got to overcome a sticky draw. That might be a bit ugly, but I don't think there's any point being in the out the back. So hopefully we can be in the first half or just off midfield, wide with a bit of cover.
And use that no weight on the back, eh?
Well, that's the plan. Yep. She's beautifully weighted and she's in good form, so she deserves a spot in the race.
And lots of other runners, obviously, mate. We're not going to go through them all. Have you got one or two that our listeners and viewers could follow? You're normally a shocking judge too, aren't you?
Yeah, normally a shocking judge. Yeah, I like Theodora as a horse in race three. So it's interesting to see where she sort of fits in today. She's a good staying filly and good type of horse, and couldn't have done much more than what she's done so far, so she'd be a good one to follow.
Race 3, number 12. Hey, Darren, thanks for ringing us back, mate, and good luck with the runners in the cup.
No worries. Thanks a lot.
Good on you, mate. Darren Weir there, and as I say, we were on the chase waiting for Chris Waller, and Darren did ring us back, so we thank him. All right, Ron and Mike, we'll come back with you in a moment and talk about Randwick. How are you going, Duff, with all these scratchings? Are you under control?
Well, it's just it's interrupting my bacon and eggs.
I was just going to say, how are you going to do that?
It's freezing. This egg's freezing and the bacon's gone all large. Oh. It's gone on here.
She bought it in early, did she?
Well, no, you're late. She knows what time to bring it in.
Oh, my God.
7:52, I say. 7:52.
Well, what? 7.52.
Yeah, because that's what time he usually does the scratchings, and I can eat it. Anyway, do the scratchings, Andrew.
Let's do the scratchings, and then we'll be back with the boys. We started Randwick. We start on a heavy eight with the prospect of an improvement through the day with a lot of sunshine predicted. Penetrometer 6.03 and the rail at 9 metres. The first two races are clear. Race three, number three, Karingal Star. Six, Exaggerate. Eight, Tiger by the Tail. 10, Naylor's Girl. 12, Penny Shares. 13, Mr. Bon Jovi, and 14, Rekindled Force. 3, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, and 14 out of the third. Race 4, number 2, Havana Cooler, number 2. Race 5, 2 Gamblestown, 6, Hallelujah Boy.